From Maine Public Radio and MainePublic.org, I'm Nora Flaherty, bringing you the news on this day in Maine, Wednesday, December 19th, 2018. And on this day in rural parts of Maine, it can be really expensive to insulate your home for the winter. Labor and materials cost more, and for poor people, it can be even more expensive. We'll look at what some are doing to help with what's called the rural efficiency gap. That's ahead in just a moment.
This Day in Maine is made possible by listeners like you and by Coastal Maine Botanical Gardens, presenting Gardens Aglow, where visitors will see the gardens in a whole new light, now through December 31st. MaineGardens.org.
Congress is poised to pass sweeping criminal justice reforms that supporters say will reduce federal prison populations by more than 50,000 inmates, but still deter repeat offenses. Maine's congressional delegation supports the changes and says they are long overdue. Mal Leary has more.
The Senate voted 82-12 to give final approval to the bill. The House passed a similar measure earlier this year by a wide margin, but has to pass the latest version. The measure would change several sentencing laws, including the three strikes penalty for drug felonies, which would be reduced from life in prison to 25 years. It would also change some of the mandatory minimums for similar crimes.
In essence, it provides more flexibility to judges to sentence people according to the severity of the crime and the seriousness.
Maine Independent Senator Angus King supports the measure, which was opposed by a dozen conservative Republican senators who wanted to weaken the bill. Those proposed amendments, however, were rejected by large bipartisan majorities. Republican Senator Susan Collins says it was clear that most of her caucus saw the major benefits of the legislation.
This can make us safer because people are less likely to commit future crimes. It gives a second chance to people who have committed nonviolent crimes and are at low risk of committing another crime.
There are now more than 180,000 inmates in federal prisons across the United States. The reform measure is expected to reduce that population by 53,000 inmates in its first year. Collins says the savings from the bill is estimated at a $100 million a year, once fully implemented. First District Congresswoman Shelley Pingree, a Democrat, voted for the House version of the bill earlier this year and believes the Senate version will also be approved.
And it certainly tries to reduce recidivism. It has a lot of things that I think would be a very good reform for our prison system, which is full of problems.
Republican 2nd District Congressman Bruce Poliquin also voted for the earlier version of the bill. He did not respond to a request for an interview on whether he will support the latest version. Advocates say they hope states that have adopted sentencing guidelines similar to those under current federal law will consider their own reforms as well. For Maine Public Radio News, I'm Mal Leary.
For many in rural America, it is a struggle to find the cash and resources needed to button up a home against the winter cold. Labor and materials cost more when you can find them at all. But in Maine and in other rural states, a variety of partners like church groups, non-government organizations, and governments as well are ramping up efforts to close what some are calling the rural efficiency gap. Fred Bever has more.
Leaky windows are a big heat loser in rural Maine. But at a drop-in center in the town of Moose River near the Canadian border, a half dozen volunteers are going to work on the problem. They are assembling customized inserts that are easy to place in old window casements, adding much-needed insulation.
This is one of our larger windows. It gets a little tricky.
Bill Trahan, a retiree from neighboring Jackman, runs a plastic-wrapped wooden frame under a heat gun. The plastic shrinks drum-tight, forming an inexpensive, double-paned insert.
Figured I'd have a few windows made for myself. And since they needed volunteers to help assemble these, I said, you know, sign me up.
Maine's residents are more dependent on oil heat than in any other state. And that helps explain the growing popularity of this low-tech, communal effort to reduce heating costs and greenhouse gas emissions.
The production went from a few hundred a year at the beginning up to a few thousand a year very quickly. And then it just kept on going.
Richard Cadugan and volunteers at a Universalist church started what's known as the Window Dressers program 8 years ago in Rockland. Since then, he says, a growing cadre of volunteers has installed some 30,000 inserts, averting the emissions of about 15,000 tons of carbon dioxide. And perhaps more compellingly to customers, Cadugan adds, just 10 of these simple assemblies will, on average, save a tank full of oil each year, about $300 worth.
The customer would just say, you're kidding. I say, no, we're not.
Many pay less than the $40 or so the inserts cost, and low-income households can pay nothing at all, sometimes with help from government efforts, such as Efficiency Maine. And for those who may balk at a handout, Cadugan says volunteers have a response.
Mrs. Jones, this bill is going to be $175.14. We can waive that. If you would be glad to provide a crock pot of soup once during the season, it's amazing how well that works.
The barriers that prevent rural households from accessing energy efficiency measures can seem particularly unfair. It's older homes and mobile homes occupied by poorer residents that need help the most.
People are having to ask the question of whether or not to heat or eat. It's really, unfortunately, all too common predicament.
Suzanne McDonald is an analyst at the Island Institute, which recently studied the heating cost challenge in four rural states, from Maine to Alaska. She says community-based organizations and governments are responding, convening workshops, providing temporary housing and travel help for insulation contractors, bundling several jobs or purchases to achieve economies of scale. The key, she says, is
making the barrier to entry low. Supporting do-it-yourself or DIY opportunities is a great way to get people to take a first step and start thinking about how they might prioritize energy efficiency in the coming years.
The strategy is working for Catherine Reed, a 74-year-old widow who put in some sweat equity building inserts at the workshop in Moose River, and she picked up 10 inserts for her own drafty farmhouse.
Living on the hill, it's an old house, 1842. The wind blows right through the walls. So this should help me. And I'm just so pleased and blessed to have them.
And the efforts got Reed thinking about other ways to improve her home's efficiency. Next month, she's attending another workshop, this one on how to get help with a home energy audit and maybe with installing some new insulation. For Maine Public Radio News, I'm Fred Bever.
For more of today's Maine news, visit our website, mainepublic.org. And from Maine Public, that's This Day in Maine for Wednesday, December 19th, 2018. Thanks to Ed Morin and our digital team, I'm Nora Flaherty.